This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How PLDT and Ditto made rivals sound like partners. When rivals share a table. What happened? Three Philippine telecommunications companies, PLDT, Smart, and Ditto, signed an agreement to share physical infrastructure including cell towers, in building systems, and undersea cable capacity. No money changes hands. The deal lets each company use the other's existing assets instead of build and duplicate facilities. Separately, Ditto also announced a partnership with Singapore-based InsurTech firm Steer Asia Pacific to bring digital insurance products to its 17 million subscribers. The communication angle. Picture three fighters who have been throwing punches at each other for years. Now they're sitting at the same table, shaking hands, and telling the press they're doing it for the good of the country. That's a hard story to tell without sounding fake.
PLDT and Ditto pulled it off. Here's why. Manuel Pangilinan opened with a frame, not a fact. He didn't lead with tower counts or technical specs. He said connecting the country is a responsibility we all share.
That one line does three things at once. It elevates the story above business, it positions competition as secondary, and it gives every Filipino a personal stake in the outcome. That's not an accident. That's a communicator who knows the first job of any statement is to answer the audience's question.
Why should I care?
Eric Alberto did something different and equally smart. He called the partnership modest.
Most executives inflate announcements. Alberto deflated this one on purpose.
Why?
Because honesty about scale builds trust. When you tell people not to expect too much and then deliver something real, you win.
If he had called it a historic breakthrough, cynics would have sharpened their knives.
Instead, he disarmed them before they had a chance to strike. Ditto's communication around the Steer partnership carries a different lesson. Chief Revenue Officer Adele Tamano said Ditto is becoming a digital experience company.
That's a positioning statement, not a product announcement.
He was planting a flag, telling the market where Ditto is headed before they fully arrived.
This technique works only when the claim is credible and the partnership supports it. In this case, offering insurance through a telco app is a tangible step toward the vision, so the statement lands. If the action didn't match the ambition, it would have sounded like noise. Taken together, these executives used one of the most underrated communication moves in business. They let the meaning of the deal speak, then added just enough human language to point people in the right direction. They didn't oversell.
They didn't hide behind corporate speak.
They were specific about what the deal covers and honest about what it isn't. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time.
The chapter on framing high-stakes announcements gives you a framework for leading with meaning before you lead with mechanics.
Most people reverse the order and wonder why nobody cares.
These executives got it right. The playbook is replicable. The takeaway. Before your next joint announcement or partnership reveal, write one sentence that answers this question.
What does this mean for someone who isn't in this room?
If you can't write that sentence, you're not ready to speak publicly. Pangilinan had that sentence.
Alberto had that sentence. That's the difference between a press release that gets read and one that gets ignored.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.